questions were whether there was a legal whether there would be legal repercussions in terminating the Mid-American contract, or what the legal situation might be there, and then whether specific employees could be designated to be hired for specific county housekeeping jobs if those were created. On the first point, whether there would be repercussions, the contract with Mid-American is a month-to-month contract, meaning it can be essentially terminated at any time on 30 days' notice. There would not be any legal repercussions in doing that. It's it can be done within 30 days, is the short and concise answer. As to whether specific employees could be designated if housekeeping jobs were created, the answer is no. It follows largely on the testimony that Mr. Session from HR gave at the special meeting, I think it was a couple weeks ago, but the jobs that would be created as housekeepers are civil service jobs. They need to go through the civil service process where merit and qualifications are the issues. And while sometimes employees who have been laid off do have recall or reinstatement rights, employees only stay on the recall and reinstatement list for 3 years and 1 day, and that time has passed. So employees who were in those positions before don't have any additional recall or reinstatement rights now, and they would be in the pool of candidates that would be considered through the civil service process for those jobs.
Supervisor Lister?
Thank you.
And I'll be sending that out in writing this afternoon.
I guess, for the author, I guess I wanted to understand how, since that seemed to be the premise of the since bringing back the displaced housekeepers seemed to be the premise of the original resolution, I'm wondering, I guess, what the relevance is as amended.
Washington.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, as you look at the amended version, it just says that the courthouse building will be cleaned by county employees. I guess you could say this is a step incremental approach. First, you have to create those positions for these people to come back to. I think that once the positions are created, we can address the issue of how to get these displaced workers back into those positions. Because regardless if they are filled by these displaced workers or any other people, this is about bringing insourcing and having this done by county employees. Now, I do believe that the people who were displaced do deserve to get these jobs, and that we will take every effort possible to make sure that that's accomplished. But you have to do things incrementally. And I think that if you look at some of these emails that were from the county exec, at the time when this privatization and the Mid-American contract and the Rheinfleisch dump, you'll see that there were some things done by the county executive and his administration that I think is incredibly inappropriate, and that they have a very good case. I believe that the so-called 3 years and 1 day, I think it's justifiable to say that that shouldn't apply. But like I said, the first step is we have to create these positions in-house. There is absolutely no place for these people to go if there's not a job, a county position for them. So I see this as an incremental approach. First, we create the jobs. We will work on those other issues when we get there. And just to point out the point of, we do agree with Corp Counsel when he says that we cannot designate positions, and that's why the amendment and resolution before you just has county employees, and that's why we will deal with the other legal issues in step two. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Supervisor Lisca?
One other question. On terms of the fiscal, so the fiscal opens up a $400,000+ budgetary impact this year. And it mentions that it's assumed that comes from contingency funds. But the resolution itself does not have such a fund transfer in it. So this resolution would, I guess this is a staff question, this resolution, Mr. Chairman, would only have a majority vote, but then there'd be a subsequent fund transfer that we would essentially be obligated to that would have a two-thirds vote. Is that correct?
Mr. Kane, is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, that would be correct. The department would be required to submit a fund transfer to move any remaining monies that they had budgeted for the contract into the personal services line, and then any shortfall that would be calculated would also be added to transfer.
And that would be identified as coming from the appropriation or contingencies.
Okay.
And that is a two-thirds vote.
Supervisor Alexander, you have a question?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do we have any records of what types of complaints or quantity of complaints that we've had about the current contractor? Or the services that have been provided or the cleaning that would demonstrate that a less than satisfactory job is being done?
State your name for record. You should have, if there's any complaints.
Gary Wozak, Facilities Maintenance Manager. We don't, best way to put it is with anything we have, whether it's snow removal, housekeeping, we contractor or not, we always have gaps and complaints. I don't know that I've heard the discussion of dissatisfactory performance brought up to this point, so I wasn't prepared to answer on that piece. We continually work with contractors, specifically the cleaning contractor, to maintain the standards. And again, there's times areas get missed or staffing problems come up that, like whether we had county employees or contractors, we have to work to fill the gap.
Mr. Chairman, I find it very reasonable that any type of a service like janitorial work, regardless of who it's provided, might have a complaints of some sort from time to time. I'm wondering if anyone can speak generally about if there have been more or less complaints with our current situation and services than in the past, or if things are about equal.
Chairman, supervisors, I mean, roughly, I'd say equal. I mean, we have issues before, after. There's a trade-off, for example, on staffing. When they're county employees, we're responsible for staffing, and it's much more difficult to find a replacement with a contractor. It's their responsibility, and they have the depth to be able to be flexible with cover if they've got staff changes or somebody, whatever their staff problem is, if somebody calls in. So there's a trade-off on what issues we're dealing with. With a cleaning contractor, we don't deal with staff issues. We don't deal with personnel issues. And that's a huge trade-off.
Can we please keep your comments to yourself so we can get through this? Thank you. Supervisor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I find this topic and this resolution interesting because I guess I expected, I had heard that this was coming before us. I expected to see some kind of evidence that the contractor was doing a poor job or having all of these complaints, show a record of how prior county employees had performed the job and some compelling reason why it would be in the county's best interest to spend an extra $1 million over the next year and a half to make this change. Absent that evidence and then hearing the prior testimony this morning, it's obvious that the author's intent was surely to bring back displaced employees, and now we've been told that that's not even a guarantee. So I wonder if it might be both in the former employees' better interest and in the county's better interest to reject this proposal today, but then to create a policy whereby the county has an interest in spending a similar amount of funds in ensuring that displaced workers do receive help finding new jobs. You know, one of the things that we just heard about is a rule about the 3 years and one day callback period. If the county board were to create a policy, say, that extended to 5 years, not regarding a callback period, but any employee displaced within a five-year period or some period as determined by the county board that has not been able to find employment could be eligible for assistance from the county in job training or resume help or something like that through our human resources department. So I'll be voting against this proposal today because I think there are better policy options that we could look at that would achieve the goal of the author better than what we've been showed as uncertain here today.
Senator Barkowski, would like to respond.
I would. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I know that Supervisor Alexander is in her first term, and the reason that this issue is before us actually happened last term, okay? And this is, call it what it is, this is righting a wrong, okay? That group of people was sold a bill of goods that when the county board went and privatized, regardless of who got it, Mid-American or whoever, that the issue is not who got the contract. The issue is what happened to these employees. And these employees were promised. They were promised that they would be placed in other county positions, okay? And you fast forward, that did not happen, okay? That did not happen. And subsequently, other people let them down. For instance, their union, AFSCME, was not aggressive as far as their leadership at the time. And so those 3 years ran out. And so those poor people had no protection as far as from a legal union standpoint. Then, to put salt in the wounds, okay, when these people, these former county housekeeping people decided that it didn't look very good to come back to Milwaukee County employment and then went out and applied for other positions, the response from human resources in Milwaukee County was pathetic. And these poor people weren't even given a chance to find another job. And so this is about righting a wrong. Now, I was going to speak afterwards, and I will speak afterwards, but obviously, I'm passionate about this because I think those people really, really, the way they were treated was terrible. And shame on Milwaukee County and everybody that was involved in that. Shame on them. Now, okay, how courageous is Mark Borkowski? I am not courageous enough to spend $400,000. So I bare my soul just to tell you not only what happened, but also to tell you where I'm coming from, because $400,000 as a representative of the 11th District would not fly.
Well, I don't know if other members are not listening. I just heard Corporation Counsel tell us specific employees cannot be designated to civil service jobs. And you know, I know the individuals that have been misplaced have been at a lot of meetings and have spent a lot of time. I think they're being misled. There is no way this policymaking group can force those individuals to be rehired. And why doesn't someone just say that? I don't want to continue to waste people's time. And quite frankly, it is not our job to go back and see whether each individual was offered some other training. I know we were going to offer CNA training, perhaps other possibilities. I have no idea per individual what that individual decided, what they were offered, et cetera. But that's really not our role. That again, is an administrative procedure. And it may be true, as Supervisor Borkowski just said, that people were not well treated. They were part of a union that lost the ability to represent individuals. But we have just been given the information that this is not something we as board who makes policy can do. Let's be honest about it. I also think this should have been done at budget time. If the intention was to go back to hiring employees as county workers in housekeeping, the money should have been put in at budget, and we should have had that discussion. We didn't. And now we're trying to do this backdoor, mislead people that we're going to try to somehow force the administration to do an administrative act, which we as a board have no business doing. That's why we got in trouble with Act 10 and later Act 14 in the first place. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff, and I agree with some of the comments about the Kelly Reinflisch emails. There's a lot of really bad stuff that went on, but let's stop dragging people through all of this time-consuming activity as if we had the ability to do something that we don't have the ability to do. Let's get it out on the table. Be honest here. We just heard Corp Counsel say we can't force those individuals to get rehired in the civil service system. And let's make the decision that has to be made that this is the end of the road. It truly is. Unless we want to continue this battle, which then the county executive will perhaps not agree with. And again, you'll be spending a lot of time on a policy that was never addressed at budget time in the first place. And by the way, that contingency fund is very thin. We keep looking to the contingency fund this year, and we didn't put that much money into it. So I'm not going to be supporting taking funds out of contingency. Thank you.
Supervisor Washon, then Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There was a budget amendment, and just to refresh your memory, you voted against it. So let's not say that this was some kind of, you know, just done yesterday stuff. We've been working on this for since what, October, and even prior efforts to do this. So I just want people to, in the public, to know that this has been, it was submitted in the budget. The board decided not to go that route. So let's not claim that it's something that it's not. And I would like to hear from the rest of the public if that was possible.
Alexander, you?
I yield the floor to the public. Thank you, Mr.
Okay,
Chairman.
We only have one person, well, three people would like to speak. Mary, Jackie, and Claire. And Dennis, Daryl, Cindy, Sandy, Jose. Dolores, I think. Jeff, and DeMille, they all in favor of this resolution. Ladies,
morning.
You have 2 minutes apiece.
Oh, you gave us an extra minute.
Okay, come on.
You must be in a good mood. Good morning, Mr. Chair, County Board of Supervisors. We're here today to ask for you to open these positions. We need to open the positions. That's our first step. We will take it as we go. Back in 2011... I'm going to refresh your memory a little bit. You guys, as a board, opened security positions for us. We got the email through our internet to apply for those jobs. We met those qualifications on everything that was required. 2 days after we applied for it, they changed the qualifications, and we were denied those jobs. We have a gentleman in the audience that worked in housekeeping. He also worked in security. He applied for that job. He got through the interview with Ernesto Sanchez and Gary Wasak. 2 weeks later, they called and ordered, he said, for his uniform. 2 days after that, he was denied the job. We applied for jobs in Milwaukee County only to be denied for things that we were qualified for. Then you people sent us. Human Resources sent it because it was in our qualifications, only to be turned down and hired by someone off the street. We have that right. As a county employee, we gave our services to you. We have a right under our civil service rights to be hired before someone off the street. Okay, you know what? You guys are playing political games with us. This was wrong from the beginning. You knew it. You knew this contract wasn't right. Now, you know, I understand that you feel your constituents, you know, what will your constituents think? I've done my research. I got 334 constituents out of your district, Jerzyk, that I've talked to. They're not happy with the idea that, you know, your people in Cudahy and South Milwaukee, they don't come down to the courthouse that often. They have their own city hall and whatever. Someday they will be down here for jury duty. And they're not happy with the idea this way this contract was done for political gain for Scott Walker. And you put us out of a job. Shame on you.
Thank you, madam. Next person, please.
Hi, my name is Clarette Riley. I put in applications, and Milwaukee County wouldn't give me a reference. They said I never worked here before in my life. They can't find my files. So what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? This is wrong. But I don't know what else to say. I put in the application at many different places. I never worked for Milwaukee County before. They never heard of me. They can't find my files. It's wrong.
I worked for Milwaukee County for 19 years. I retired disability for ordinary disability. But I stand with you to say that it was illegal the way that they were put out. If I had not started on my ordinary disability before we were laid off, I probably wouldn't have gotten that because I had to fight 3 years to get that. It's a shame that you sit here now because you haven't been in this position. If you were sitting in our position, you'd see it a lot differently. You know, we worked hard, and you want to say if it's cleaner now or was it cleaner before. There were complaints before. There's going to always be a complaint. But we did our jobs. We did not have enough people. And let me tell you how Milwaukee County works. I was sent from here in 2006 because I was coming to James White with these problems. And this didn't just start. It's been going on a long time. So they sent me out to CATC. I worked at CATC with three other employees. Sooner, they were all sent somewhere else. I worked out there by myself. I had to have two hip replacements. I have a spinal stenosis. I mean, I worked out there in that building by myself, and they told me that I could not get any help. Gary Warzak told me he came through the building and saw the building was correct. Everything was right. Well, of course it was right because I didn't want to be fired because I have all these FMLAs on file, and they know what the problem was. But when I left to go have the hip surgery, they put two men in my spot. But when I came back, it was not as clean as I had it. But this is how they treated me. And then when I went out and tried to get my pension, I was fought tooth and nail to get that. With all the FMLAs on file, I showed Haas all the papers, Supervisor Haas, all the folders and things that I put together, me and my sister-in-law, through Kurt Zonker and Dave Sikorsky. After they saw how much I was doing, they stopped letting me come to the union hall to take care of my paperwork. But when I passed that off to Corp Counsel, he couldn't believe it. The doctor wanted to hire my sister-in-law for putting together this stuff, but do you know that they did not turn one page to see? They kept denying me. I was denied by unemployment after working here for 19 years because they said that if you're disabled, you cannot work. But I worked disabled. I have FMLAs to prove that I worked disabled. I worked in pain every day, but I came to work when I could. And when I couldn't, I was always met in the office with the paper saying that now they got to see if I'm going to be kept on. We worked hard, and I think this is wrong.
I think there's no one ever said that you did not work hard.
No, I know that.
And I think that with all the housework workers was here, that we always try to fight for you. So, but thank you for your testimony. We have James Macon would like to say something, and then we're going to wrap this up.
Thank you for letting me speak. I understand how they feel because right now I'm here because we don't know our future. And suggestion, right now we don't know if y'all gonna make us county employees or bring someone house. And representing the union, I'm backing unions. And right now even whoever takes over, we are not happy with our janitorial service. Not at all. And there has been many complaints. So whatever y'all decide to do, just put in the background that we had a place for these people, if y'all willing to little come in after y'all make y'all decision for us, because I'm for unions and as active vice president of Local 998, and these people will be welcome if y'all willing to send them over to us, because y'all still control us, whoever takes over. Thank you.
All right. Madam Clerk, we do have a motion, correct? Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A quick follow-up comment. I'd like to clarify that my question earlier regarding the quality or quantity of complaints was in no way meant to say that someone was doing a better or worse job than another. It was simply a point of information that I would have expected to hear an argument, and I wasn't hearing one saying that someone was doing a bad job now. So it was something that I saw missing. I'd also like to clarify that if this were a situation where we had the power to ensure that certain employees that were wronged in the past could be brought back on, my vote would certainly be movable on this. But, and I say that because I think through just the testimony here today and through, you know, even Supervisor Borkowski's correction to me about wrongs of the past that predate my time on this board, I've already learned a lot about what has happened to this group of employees. But I don't see how it will benefit any of these employees if they are already complaining that in the past there were security jobs that were opened for them, they applied for them, they tried to get them, they were denied them. Even if we open these janitorial jobs, we're already being told that there's absolutely no guarantee. It wouldn't surprise me at all if we opened the janitorial jobs, brought it in-house, spent $1 million to do so, and then found out 6 months later that not a single one of the former employees was rehired. And then we've got ourselves in a fine kettle of fish. So, you know, Mr. Chairman, I do have compassion for these employees' plights, and I know there's plenty of people in human resources that could testify that I'm one of the supervisors more likely to meddle, if you will, in helping wronged employees get a situation righted. But I don't see how this resolution is the answer to their problems. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Dresser.
I couldn't disagree more with that comment. First of all, I am not here to disrespect the work that I believe was very good work. What the point is, county supervisors do not represent employees. That is the point. And unfortunately, there are past practices that have made employees believe that that's a fact. I also feel very strongly that those individuals that work for county government have lost representation. I think that's wrong. I've said that many times. I'm perhaps the only person up here who is stating the truth, and that is we have been advised that we cannot direct specific employees be rehired. And as policymakers, we do not have the administrative roles to direct individuals for employment. And I think we've gotten ourselves in trouble in the past, and I have stated this many times. Individual supervisors do not represent employees. And when employees are wronged, there is an administrative procedure to address that. I in no way want my comments to be seen as disrespectful of any work an individual has done within this county. I thank you for that work, but it is not my role nor my intent to mislead individuals to think we can somehow direct that they be rehired. That is not the role of a policymaker, especially with regard to housekeeping type services. So I just think people are being misled. I feel badly that you're being misled. I know you spent a lot of time coming to meetings. It would be better today for you to hear the final truth of this, which is we don't have the ability to direct you to be rehired. And I'm trying to be respectful in doing that. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So while trying, we're going to wrap this up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want, we're not here. I find that bizarre to represent employees as supervisors. except for a few exceptions, the employees of Milwaukee County are citizens of Milwaukee County and vote to put people to represent them on the county board. And I just find it a bit strange that someone would say that we're not here to represent the citizens of Milwaukee County. The fact is, they have every right to come down here as a citizen and petition their government to do something to address to redress their grievances. And that's all they've done. And those of us who have worked with them have been trying to fulfill our duties as elected officials. And maybe if we thought more about the quality of life for the citizens of Milwaukee County rather than some of these extremists who say no to everything, we would be better off as a community. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Madam Clerk, what is the motion?
To approve FPA Amendment Number 1 along with the substitute fiscal note.
Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
No.
Jerzyk?
No.
Lipscomb?
No.
Alexander?
No.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
2 ayes, 4 noes, the amendment fails.
This will go to the county board, correct? Okay. We have the item before us. You got a motion for the item?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I move approval at this time.
We have a motion to approve item number 1. The amendment did not pass, so it's just on the item number 1. Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
No.
Jerzyk?
No.
Lipscomb?
No.
Alexander?
No.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
2 ayes, 4 noes. The motion to recommend this item for adoption fails.
And it will go to the county board. Now we're going back to item number 5, airport.